Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today. We were two to two and a half cents higher in corn. On the front end of the beans, we were about three higher in March. But if you go out to the November 14, down 8 cents. Here at just over $11, that $11 level has been support, and we hit here at the 1st of January, and then bounced back to about 11:30, and now we're back here at revisiting this $11 level. You know, we've still got a lot of time in between now and planting, and then growing, and then harvest. So we've got a whole season of growing ahead of us, especially for the corn and beans. So a lot can happen, but right now the market has really been under a lot of pressure for both new crop corn and new crop beans. There is a lot of talk that break-evens for the November beans is closer to $12 than it is $11 for a lot of guys in the Midwest. So the lower it goes, the less likely the beans will win acres. And really the same could be said with corn, as Iowa break-evens are thought to be around $4.97 to $5 for the December 14, and of course it's at $4.52. So not a lot of argument here trying to buy acres at this point now, of course. We're getting to the point now where it has to happen pretty soon, or everybody will already have their seeds booked. But other than that, we have wheat down 2 in Chicago and down about 5 in Kansas City.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We had an export sales report this morning, which was considered bullish for the beans, neutral for corn, and then a little bit bearish for wheat. Bean exports were 73.8 million bushels, a lot higher than the range. The range was 44 to 51. And then corn, neutral, 28.7 million bushels. We were looking for 26 to 32, so it was in the middle of the range. And then wheat futures, a little bit negative here, released at 14 million bushels, and we were looking for 16 to 23. Now, the USDA also announced a few sales this morning. Sold 183,000 metric tons of beans for the 14-15 year crop year to an unknown destination. And then we had a little less than 120,000 metric tons of beans, or of corn rather, also to an unknown destination. Both of those things, of course, helped that market out. Nothing for wheat in terms of exports combined with that weak export report pressured us here a little bit. We're not at the lows. We were a little bit lower last week, but that July 2014 is at 616, down 3.25. And of course, we've got some colder weather moving here through the southern plains, and a lot of talk of winter keel and so on. Hedge funds are still short the wheat, and they're defending that short position by selling more. And the same could be said with the beans. Now, of course, we're not seeing the hedge fund action quite as much in the November 14, but they're there as well.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
On the close, February live cattle were down 25 cents at 143.15. January feeders up 27 at 170.97. And February lean hogs were off 80 cents at 85.57. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was down 4 3/4 at 622.5. July was off 3 1/4 at 616 even. Chicago March corn up 2 1/4 at 431 3/4. July up 2.5 at 444 even. March soybeans were up 3 cents at 1287 3/4. And July was down 1 1/4 at 1256 3/4. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.